It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Sloan Martin joins us. You watch the Lynx game. She might be calling the game. She might be the analyst. She might be the sideline reporter. She knows the WNBA extraordinarily well, obviously involved in so many things, Big Ten Network, Olympic coverage, left us and said, lose my number after having a great run here too. But a good day to have Sloan on considering what took place in Brooklyn last night in overtime. Liberty win by five. They win their first title in 28 years, which Cheryl Reeve pointed out in a rather mocking tone. Let me get to this part to start, where the WNBA and the commissioner, if they're trolling us, I love it. If they're this tone deaf, I'm a bit bemused, Sloan, where the commissioner is wearing a dress with the New York skyline on the dress as she's presenting the trophy. And then the WNBA early in the day, Sloan, with this tweet, the trophy is right where it belongs for the 2024 WNBA champs at New York Liberty. Are they this clueless about just the presentation and appearing and appealing to impartiality?
I mean, at best, Chad, you can say clueless. That is being, I think, charitable to describing what a flub that is. It's honestly something I keep rewinding here in my mind today. Like, I can't believe that actually happened. And longtime WNBA fans are absolutely accustomed to this league shooting itself in the foot over and over and over again. But that was something that I don't think anyone could have foreseen. The dress with the New York City skyline, the trophy where it belongs, that is honestly stunning. It's stunning.
It's almost like I had to look at it twice and say, is this a bit? Is it a parody account? No, they're doing it. Okay, so let's jump into the main debate. And I jumped in last night. I watched I watched 98% of this series. It was thrilling. Right.
Yeah.
I don't think the quality of basketball was great last. Let's just start even there first. The quality of play last night, I was making this point to a number of people who were texting because at times it wasn't great offensively. Let's just be honest. But there are a number of series you will watch in the NBA's example and also in the WNBA, whether it's the fifth game or the seventh game, when teams are so familiar with each other and then there's so much tension where the defense can dominate. And there's always this balance of, okay, what is really good defense and what is poor offense and maybe overwhelmed by the moment? How did you try to decipher that? Like, I mean, the Wolves, the most famous game in Wolves history until last year was when they beat Sacramento, Sloan. It was 83-80. Yeah, I called that game. It was just an ugly, grimy game. Because there was all sorts of tension. How did you balance that out last night with the Liberty and Lynx?
Yeah, you're right. I still think that this is the greatest series in WNBA history, for sure, when you look at two overtime games, when you look at the margin of victory being within, I think it was under 5 points, even including a 14-point win for the Liberty in Game 2. But you're right about Game 5. It was awkward. It was low scoring. The Minnesota Lynx are one of the best defensive teams in the WNBA. But you also have to wonder, too, how much of this, Chad, was influenced by the officiating. Mm-hmm. You're looking at one player for Sabrina Ionescu for New York who shoots 1-for-19 and wins. And that, you're right, it's hard to put that kind of game, that kind of performance on that kind of caliber when you have performances like that. Sabrina, Brianna Stewart was inefficient really for a lot of this season compared to what we're used to, and then especially in game five as well. But it does make you question, did the offense get affected by the way things were officiated, especially in that game five, as the coaches went back and forth with their own complaints throughout?
Yeah, I was stunned, honestly stunned, how poorly Stewart played. And then Stewart coming into this year was probably viewed as, what, the second best player, and should be rightfully so viewed as no better than the third, because Collier was by far the best player in this series. Not even a shred of doubt. But let's just, Sabrina Ionescu, as you know better than I, has been a superstar from Oregon on. She was putrid. I mean, she was just terrible last night, and she wasn't much better in game four. And that's the part, along with the officiating, and we'll get there, we're getting there all along. That's the part that I'm sure is going to drive Cheryl Reeve nuts, is that in game five, we eliminated Sabrina Ionescu. This is her talking. And then Stewart, while rebounding in a presence, wasn't close to her normal scoring sense. Wasn't close to the one game in game three when you went, uh-oh, that's the Stewie everybody talks about. 22 in the second half, 13 in a row. Is she about to kickstart it? And is she going to be the one to lead the Liberty? Well, they won, but neither one of them was really leading the team.
What we took from this series, and really this season, I think, Chad, is that Nafisa Collier and Asia Wilson are the best players in the world.
Yes.
Nafisa has now surpassed Brianna Stewart in that kind of tier of the best players on the planet. And that was what made this season so fun to watch and so rewarding. We knew the talent was there, how just strong fundamentally Nafisa Collier is, does everything right, the kind of way she's able to fill the stat sheet every single night, but the warrior, the lethal mentality that she developed this year to become one of the best players on the planet along with Asia Wilson was extraordinary to watch, and leading this entire series in every statistical category, over 3.5 steals per game, is still mind-blowing for me for the defensive player of the year in the WNBA. But you're exactly right. When you look at the box score, when you see Ionescu and Stewart shoot as poorly as they did and not win, just really makes it hurt even worse, because you're not typically expecting to get those kind of performances from such superstar players.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, the Liberty are like a lot of teams in sports now. It's the super team where they've come there. And then when two of them are so far below their standards in the last two games, including the deciding game, you win that. So let's get to the officiating. So I thought, I mean, my mindset normally is, especially in the playoffs, let him be physical. And I thought there was plenty of that in the first few games. I thought it was pretty clear to me as I'm watching Sloan that it was getting so physical last night that the officials had to step in at times. And they really didn't do it. Then you have the disparity. Okay, so last night, free throw shooting, the Lynx were 7 of 8, and the Liberty were 21 of 25. Now, I think it's valid to point this out. In game 4 at Target Center, where the Lynx won at the end, in that game, the Liberty were 9 for 9, whereas the Lynx were 15 to 20. So the disparity in free throws in game 4 was plus 11 for the Lynx. The disparity in this game was plus 17 for the Liberty. How do you look at that in the officiating games 4 and 5, and what disparity, if any, you see?
Quick disclaimer here first, Chad, and that's that as a basketball watcher and as a basketball broadcaster, I don't want to say the word ambivalent is not the best thing to use. I just see officiating as something we have to deal with in this game. And yes, both teams are dealing with it. No one's going to be happy. And I think you really have to be selective in choosing those moments when you're going to go off or complain or call something out.
I agree 100%.
And this, to me, you know, that is one of those moments where both coaches obviously had their complaints. It was caught in the huddle. I don't know if we saw this on social media or while you were watching, Chad, but the head coach of the Liberty, knowing so much that the referees were giving them calls that night, she said she urged her team to embellish. That is another kind of stunning thing to hear. And then, you know, immediately we don't hear from that huddle anymore. But just to see that was how that side was feeling about the way things were being officiated last night was really, really eye-opening. And, you know, you can't really argue with Cheryl Reeve and Fisa Collier going to the free throw line 0 times, shooting 23 shots. That's also a pretty stunning thing to see as well. You're right to point out the same thing happened with Brianna Stewart in game 4. She shot 20 times, shot, I think, one free throw in that game. Both coaches were right to say there are some problems here. And I especially appreciate Cheryl saying, how do we not have a third party to look at this? Like in most other leagues, to get things right, when you see that kind of play on that final play, not only ignoring the travel that was so obvious that happened with Brianna Stewart, but the context of that kind of contact from Alanna Smith compared to the rest of the shot attempts, not just from that game, from that series,
right?
It's hard to reckon with what happened in that particular situation.
This is Sloan Martin. We're talking about last night, Liberty win, Lynx so close to their fifth title. So let's go through the entirety of that sequence, because the Lynx staged the comeback. Stewart misses two free throws before she would later make two. Lynx have the ball. They milk the clock, and then they get it. And I don't know, maybe it was a second or two too soon, but barely that. But if you get the ball to Collier and she's got space, she's got a chance. It was excellent defense by the Liberty, but that is a chance on where your star player, again, by far the best player in the series, is going for a layup. And they didn't show it on TV, which, by the way, I thought was a really bad decision. I went back during the break before overtime started. I don't think it was a foul, but there really wasn't a great angle. So Fee's got a chance to make that, doesn't. And then the Stewart one, you're so right. It's 4 steps. It's just 4 steps. And you laid it out. Considering late in the game, how the game has been called, hand on ball, that's just a terrible call. And then a poorly worded explanation also, which added to the probably the fury from Reeve and anybody else who's watching that game. I mean, wasn't just Lynx sympathizers who were saying that. I mean, Twitter for just basketball aficionados were absolutely crushing the officials. And I am so with you, Sloan. When I call games, I would be so reluctant because I get so tired of it. But I thought there were so many examples of incompetence last night that it deserved to be pointed out. And also I wanted to point out the differences also, which took place in Game 4. But last night was just different. And, oh, by the way, it's for the title.
That's what makes this so frustrating to deal with. For Lynx fans, for basketball fans, too, and Nafisa Collier just posting on social media kind of a sign-off to the season, how gut-wrenching it is on her Instagram, I believe. And then she included screenshots of their reaction to calls or non-calls, and then a screenshot of that final play of regulation with Smith and Stewart. So this is clearly something that is going to stick with them, that is very much on their minds. I mean, even if you're not going as far as Reeve to say that this was stolen from us. That was her words that she said in her post-game interview. That
one other word.
one other word that we can't say here.
Right.
But there is absolutely some reflecting and changes that need to come from the WNBA, because you're right, this is, when you're talking about a game five of a championship, this is players' lives and their legacies that you cannot be messing around with. And I see the chatter too, Chad. Of course, other calls have cost other important games in basketball history. We know
for
this.
Sure.
It's a part of the game. But last night, just, it's really hard to sit with too.
Great stuff. Thanks, Sloan. We'll reach out again soon.
Thanks, Chad.
She's fabulous on so many topics, including the WNBA. It's 51 past 12 here on the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.